Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor John Ehlers.
Have you ever noticed how so much of the Christian life is a paradox? We are sinners, yet we are declared saints. We confess the cross, but so often in our words and our actions, we deny the cross. We are saved and forgiven, but we will not fully experience that salvation and forgiveness until Jesus Christ returns to establish His new creation. In our daily lives, we are believing unbelievers. Saint Peter is a perfect example of this. In Mark chapter 8, verse 29, when asked by Jesus, "Who do people say that I am?" Peter responded with a confession, "You are the Christ, Jesus, God's anointed one, who had come to save His people." Great answer, Peter. You get an A star. But no sooner than these words have come spilling over Peter's lips than Jesus reveals what it means to be the Christ. He would have to go to Jerusalem, endure suffering, ridicule, be nailed to the cross, and be raised on the third day. But Peter was horrified by these words, and he rebuked Jesus for even entertaining any such ideas. But Jesus calls Peter Satan and orders him to get behind him. To drive his point home, Jesus says to his disciples, "Anyone who comes after me must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." Mark 8, verse 35. Just as Peter was shocked by Jesus' words, I think this command of Jesus should have a profound effect on each one of us. As always, His word does something to us. We shudder at these words because we cannot deny ourselves. This verse damns us because I am the subject of the sentence, and I cannot deny myself no matter how hard I try. This text does not mean merely to give up something, like I gave up chocolate for Lent, so I really did deny myself something there. And how do we do with taking up the cross of Christ? Most of the crosses that we take up are of the feather light balsa variety. Put a cross on me, and I will protest. I will feel resentment, and I will do everything I can to throw that cross off my shoulders and onto the ground. While keeping all of God's commandments is impossible, I suspect that the command to deny ourselves and take up the cross is the most impossible commandment of all to fulfill. It runs against everything we are by our fallen human nature. I don't want to deny myself. I don't want to pick up a cross any more than Peter did. But Peter's place was behind the Savior, following, denying self, and dying. Peter, the unbelieving believer, should remind us a lot of ourselves. These words of Jesus strip us bare of any illusions we might have about doing things our own way, even under the guise of doing them for the gospel. Instead, we, like the father of the boy born with an unclean spirit in Mark chapter 9, verse 21, this account occurring not long after Peter's blunder, cries out, "I believe, help my unbelief." No, we cannot deny ourselves, nor take up our cross and follow. But thanks be to God that Jesus did deny himself. He was tempted in every way, just as you and I are tempted, but He did not sin. He always and perfectly fulfilled God's will, for He came not to abolish the law and the prophets, but to fulfill them. And even at the darkest hour, in the Garden of Gethsemane, He prayed to His Father, "Not my will, but yours be done." And God's will was that Jesus would take up the cross in our place, and go to Golgotha to die in our stead. Jesus acted. Jesus suffered. Jesus died. And Jesus conquered death for us. In His death and resurrection, Jesus brought forgiveness to us sinners to make us saints. He saved us so that we can eagerly await the consummation of that salvation on the last day. And He puts to death the unbeliever within us, and He resurrects a new creation, a child of God, trusting in the promises of our Savior. Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief. Let us pray. Almighty God, Heavenly Father, You have called us to be Your children and heirs of Your gracious promises in Christ Jesus. Grant us Your Holy Spirit, that we may forsake all covetous desires and the inordinate love of riches. Deliver us from the pursuit of passing things, that we may seek the kingdom of Your Son and trust in His righteousness, and so find blessedness and peace through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and remain with you always. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.